This is Israel AM from Monday, January 25th. The Health Ministry reported 4,868 new coronavirus cases as of Monday morning, which was a lower number as a result of limited testing over the weekend. The infection rate is at 9.3%. There are currently 1,140 people hospitalized in serious condition and 358 on ventilators. There have been 4,419 coronavirus-related deaths since the start of the pandemic. The government approved the shutdown of Ben-Gurion Airport until the end of the lockdown on January 31st. Over 2.5 million Israelis have already received the first dose of the vaccine. Over 1 million have received the second dose. The Israeli embassy in Abu Dhabi, the UAE, officially opened on Sunday, following approval by the government of the United Arab Emirates to open its own mission in Tel Aviv. The foreign ministry said Israel would soon open an interest section in Morocco and a consulate in Dubai. It also said an embassy in Bahrain has been operating for several weeks. New White House National Security Advisor Jack Sullivan told Israeli counterpart Meir Ben-Shabbat that the U.S. administration will work closely with Israel on regional security issues and to build on the country's regional normalization agreements. The Labor Party has chosen Meirav Michaeli, a veteran lawmaker and former journalist, as its new leader ahead of the March elections. The latest polls indicate that Labor will just cross the minimum vote threshold to enter the Knesset. Israel Today extradited Malka Leifer, a former principal and teacher wanted on 74 charges of child sex abuse in Australia, following a six-year legal battle. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful day.